We welcome you into our studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Chip Kelly. Our exclusive one-on-one presented by Gatorade Coach. A big one on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. Let's start with the weekend that passed. You had a longer weekend without football. Was that a time that you used to self-scout, to look at the first three games? How did you use those 3 days?
We were in the day after the game and graded the tape from the night before and then moved on to the Broncos. Had a couple couple preseason games and then their first two regular season games. They didn't play their third game until Monday night, right. So we had to wait for that. But it was just kind of normal what coaches do after a game and then finish what the last game was, grade it, make corrections, and then move on to the next game.
Did you feel like you got a chance to catch your breath? Or you really don't seem that, bothered or concerned or even worth conversation about the schedule the first three games.
I think the schedule is the schedule. I mean, you get it in April, so you can lament and complain about it, or embrace it or whatever. I mean, whatever the schedule is, we always are concerned with what can we control, and we don't control who we play and when we play them, so that's not a big concern of ours, and so let's just go play football.
You want this team to be aggressive. You preach aggressiveness. At the same time, you don't want mistakes. So what's the message after a game where you had some turnovers against Kansas City?
Yeah, we made mistakes, and those are fixable, but I don't think preaching aggressiveness or playing aggressive has anything to do with mistakes. I think that they're not two things that are linked together, that if you're going to play aggressive that you're going to make mistakes. I don't think there's no correlation between that. I think it's fixable mistakes, and we started yesterday back out on the practice field in our training session correcting the mistakes we made on Thursday and putting in a game plan for the Broncos.
What do you take from the first three games to use positive moving forward?
I like our effort. I like how hard our guys are playing. Obviously, that's something that, if they don't have a statistical category on it, but if you can lead the league in effort, then by and large you're going to end up on the W side instead of the L side. So I like where our effort is, and I think, again, our mistakes are correctable, and that's our job as coaches.
Chip, where do you think, how close are you with the offense? I mean, I know you have incredibly high expectations, and how close do you think you are to where you want to be?
I don't really grasp questions like that because there is no close. There's never going to be a day when we say that's it. We're good. Let's go kick our feet up and take a couple days off. It's always a work in progress. We always look at it as 1 week as a season. So, we have a 1 week season. We got 1 week left in our season. It's the Denver Broncos this Sunday, and our sole focus is on that.
Denver 3-0, big win on Monday night against the Oakland Raiders. Peyton Manning, the topic of conversation this week, of course. You've studied him. What makes him so great?
We don't have enough time in this show. Intelligent, accurate. A big physical specimen. He's got the size attributes you're looking for. Obviously, just a tremendous thrower. I mean, he can put the ball in small spaces. He's got repetitive accuracy, and then he's just so intelligent playing the position. And the scheme that they have allows him to make all the decisions at the line of scrimmage. So, you're going to see the whole thing on Sunday.
I imagine teams have done everything that you can think of over the years against Peyton. There's no surprises he's going to see.
No, and when you've been around as long as he has, I don't think you're going to surprise him, and I don't think that's anybody's plan going into it. But I think you have to put a plan in place. You need to be sound. You need to tackle really well in open spaces because they do spread you out. And get Welker and Thomas and Decker out in open spaces. You got to make sure you negate the run after the catch, and then see if you can force them into situations where it becomes a longer down and distance and it's tougher for them to convert.
They do not have Von Miller on defense. It has not seemed to bother them through 3 weeks. What do you see from that defense?
Yeah, it wasn't just a one-man defense. Obviously, Von Miller is one of the top pass rushers in this league, but they still have a bunch of guys, Phillips and Ayers, at the defensive end. Their linebackers are playing really, really well, and they're doing a good job with coverage behind it. So it's a combination. Like anything, when we talk about all the time, defense takes 11 guys, and they're obviously down one, but the other guys have really done a really nice job and stepped up. In their first three games, I think their defense is playing at a very high level.
This is known as a very hostile environment. I mean, this is a great challenge for you guys to be on the road in Lowell. This is what you've been practicing for since April.
Yeah, and we embrace it. I think there's something to that feeling of going on the road, and it's just kind of you guys, and let's go. Let's go see what we can do. It's a great opportunity for us, and we're excited about the challenge.
Chip, the NFC East has not separated. The Cowboys are 2-1, 1-2 here, 0-3 in Washington and New York. Pay attention much to what's happening around the division?
Not really, and it's three games in. And what we try to do is always focus on what we're doing. So, we don't make a mistake and say it's okay because someone else made a mistake. It's let's take care of what we can do and pick our heads up after the December 29th and see where we are.
Coach, this offense continues to evolve. How much have we seen from your playbook? I mean, how does it kind of work? How do you kind of roll that out over the course of a season?
It just depends on who you're playing, you know, and what works well against certain schemes they have. What Denver does defensively is different than what the Redskins did defensively, which is different than what the Chiefs did defensively. So you'll see some new things in the Denver game, but that's not unlike any team in the NFL. I think there's always tweaks and adjustments that are made based upon who you're playing and what the situations are. So, you know, we've got enough offense, we feel, that can carry us through a season, but you're not going to run everything that you have in your entire playbook in one game because there's just not enough time, not enough plays.
Did you see progress from the defense against Kansas City?
I did. I thought our defense did a really, really good job. They were put on the field in some real adverse situations, you know, because of the turnovers. You know, we fumbled a punt inside our own 10-yard line. You know, to hold them to a field goal in that situation was a real good job by our defense. I thought our defense played with great effort, ran to the ball. They still need to do a lot of things better, but I think there's a progress being made on that side of the ball.
It's the Eagles, and it's the Denver Broncos on Sunday. We thank Coach Chip Kelly for joining us in the studio. Presented by Gatorade, one-on-one exclusively on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.